They're not again? Okay. Hello and welcome everybody to Trent Radio. It's 92.7 FM and it is time for Celtic Storytellers and Friends. And tonight we're very lucky to have a special guest who is from across the pond, but he's on this side of the pond right now. But he can tell you all about that because we have Dr. Patrick McManaway with us. Welcome to the show, Dr. McManaway.
Mary, hello. Thank you for having me here.
We're so excited to have you here at Trent Radio. Would you kindly introduce yourself and tell everybody like where you hail from and your claim to fame for now?
Well, in the context of the Celtic connection, I have two claims to those threads. One is having been born and raised in rural Scotland on the East Coast in a county called Fife, in a little village called Strathmiglo, nestled in rolling hills. And the other thread, I think, of interest to the Celtic connection is the association that I have with Neolithic sites or sacred sites, of which the British and Scottish landscape are well endowed, and some recreation of new sites of a similar kind are projects that I've been involved in. So that's a couple of strands that take us back across to the old country there.
I've told everybody that Dr. McManaway that we only have 25 minutes to listen to you and or hear about your story, and I know I could talk to you for hours and hours. So one of the things that Dr. McManaway is speaking of there is about his new Circles for Peace. It's not actually new, but this is circlesforpeace.org is one of his not-for-profits. But before we go any further, I think that your claim to fame, the one that I first heard about, was that you're a medical doctor, but you were brought up in the rural Scotland, like you said, with healing parents that were also healers. So I was wondering if we could talk a little bit first about when you were a child and how the world was back then in terms of healing modalities, etc. First, if we could tell them too, like I know you have several websites, but what's the one that you'd like us to talk about on the show, Dr. McManaway, that people can look you up?
Well, the easiest place to go is patrickmcmanaway.com.
Okay.
And that has links to a page where that page itself has a list of the services and projects I'm involved in, and then links to another site that has further information, articles and essays, and a third site where you can purchase the handbooks and educational audio products that I've created is there.
Okay.
So with patrickmcmanaway.com or simplygoodco.com will get you into either of those.
Okay, and so can we go back then to your childhood? And how was it growing up in Scotland back those few years ago?
Yes. Well, in the context of the healing, which I think was what was particularly interesting about the experience, my parents were very early pioneers. My mother had a gift of healing from childhood recognized by her family, and my father had a very dramatic experience during the war where he discovered a gift of healing and then continued to develop that for the rest of his life. And in 1959, they felt strongly called to establish a healing center where both the practice and teaching of lay healing, what we would call energy healing now, or healing in a holistic therapies context, could be practiced and shared. This was very much out of cultural context in the day, as perhaps you can imagine. Any healing outside of church ministry was very frowned upon in the culture and social context of the day. And my eldest brother, who was born the same year, 1959, he was debarred from playing with the children, both by the local minister and the local doctor, because of the categorization of his parents as lay healers. So they had, I think, a very different experience with that than those of us do now who are involved in holistic therapies, which of course is so commonplace and widespread in the culture.
That is incredible. But 50 years ago that people were doing that in Scotland. I certainly don't know anybody around Peterborough here that was, they actually started a clinic up, you said, huh?
They started a center. It was very humble in its origins and grew as it went into the 80s when my father's passing ended the main teaching there. But very stimulating environment with gurus and lamas and the New Age pioneers coming for conferences and visits and sharing. So a very rich environment, spiritually and metaphysically, as well as intellectually growing up inside of all of that.
Actually, Someone was speaking about Findhorn here in Peterborough last week. There is a group of Peterborough ladies that do circle dancing. It's called Sacred Circle Dancing. And they said that it came out of Findhorn, which is that pretty close to where you were in Fife then?
Findhorn is a couple of hours north of where we live, drive time. And yes, of course, has created an enormous amount of world interest and inspiration over the years. First with the experiments with gardening in cooperation with the nature intelligences and divas, and then various focuses down the years, including alternative architecture and alternative waste disposal. So yeah, Findhorn's just a little up the road.
And you mentioned that your parents were friends with the people that originally founded that spiritual community, huh?
I think there was a fairly small and interconnected circle of people active in what we would consider the New Age now, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and they all knew each other and supported each other in various ways, I think, and often shared conference platforms or workshop events.
Well, it's funny, even half a century later, that there are still so many people that have a hard time with something that's so wonderful, don't you think? I don't understand why people are so afraid of the healing or modalities, or like you say, about the gardening there, when they talk about something special, like that this connection that we all have with each other and with the planet. And I don't know, it just blows me away that still 50 years after your parents started this type of clinic, or like all of their friends too, and then still so many people are afraid. Like, what do you think of that? It seems to be like a lot more people are aware and connected now, but you think that everybody should be by now, hey?
I think some of the core attitudes and beliefs, particularly behavioral ones and behavioral patterns of taking care of ourselves and seeking healthcare, are very generationally embedded. And I have seen, just because of my circumstances over a lifetime, how holistic therapies have flourished and blossomed. And I think that they spread quickly and naturally by word of mouth, because people try them and find that they're helpful in different ways. And that both the giving and receiving of loving attention in a healing context is a very powerful and wonderful experience for both people concerned. So I think it's spreading very quickly. If we take a generational view of it, and the more we spread the practice and experience, then the more people can share that themselves.
Well, I find here at Trent University that a lot of the students are involved in not-for-profits with the environment and within the school, too. It's very cutting-edge here, I think, the thought line with the younger people. So that's something that I think you're right, that maybe it'll be, or you hear that it'll be exponential in the way that people will start to think more positively and also to think more about being a nature-based society, because I think that you're right. That is, we are all a part of it, and hopefully just talking about it here will help. But one thing that really interests me that you spoke of too on one of your websites is about your, do you call yourself, is it a dragon whisperer? Or is that the name of your site? Can we talk about the land as having energies too? Is that what is your interest?
Yes, most of my working interest has been towards something that is in Europe called geopathic stress, which is a consequence of living in places where the natural geology or energy field is in some way stressful, either for people or animals or plants living or growing there. And what this concerns really is the network of electromagnetism that runs through the Earth, partly created by the Earth's own magnetic field. And it varies a little over the surface of it. And there are both horizontal and vertical pathways of electromagnetism, what historically would be considered life energy or chi. And what we find and what ancient cultures teach us is that the energy field around the Earth in which we live is in every way the same as the energy field around a person, and that the pathways that we find on the Earth that previous cultures would have called dragons are really very similar to the meridians that an acupuncturist would work with. And by balancing and fine-tuning the energy running along these lines, really just as an acupuncturist would in a human body, we find that we can enhance the natural forces of fertility and health within a growing system. And by doing that, I've personally seen up to a 20% increase in wheat yield, up to a 30% increase in potato yield, halving of calf mortality, reduction by 60% of mastitis in a dairy herd, and many, many benefits both for people and plants and animals by really attending to, as an acupuncturist would on your body, attending to the fine balance of subtle energies that we would experience as qualities of atmosphere, mostly. Through a process, various techniques and processes that generically we call Earth acupuncture, just because of that comparison. And whether that's to alleviate stress or illness, or to improve the creativity and commercial or institutional qualities of space, or as I say, to increase agricultural fertility and yield. It's very, very interesting work, with a lot of precedent, I think, in earlier cultures, but something that we've let go for the last 200 or 300 years, at least, of the conscious practice, just reading land in that way and working with the natural forces running through the earth.
Why, do you have a garden of your own? Do you practice the same kind of techniques? Did you learn them from the people from Findhorn or your parents, or...?
My parents were very closely involved in working with what we might consider Deepak or nature spirit intelligence.
Hello?
Both a flower garden as well as extensive vegetable areas. So I did very much see these practices growing up, and then it's been very interesting to explore and work with them on full agricultural scales of farms of hundreds or thousands of acres.
And so, for an example, would somebody come to you then, Patrick, and ask if they were having, like, do people usually come to you with a problem, or generally they have heard that you've been able to help other farmers, or what's a client of yours, a typical client?
Yes. Well, as you can imagine, because it's slightly unusual work, most of my clients come by word of mouth. So probably they've heard a story either, as you say, of a problem that's been successfully resolved or some particular benefit typically of an unexpected or dramatic nature that they've experienced themselves. Certainly, if there's established problems that we can fix, then the difference before and after is often more dramatic than if we're just trying to get an extra 10 or 15% out of a system that's already basically healthy and working well. The benefits can apply really at any level. I think of a piano, and maybe a house piano is tuned once or twice a year, whether it needs it or not, and a concert piano is tuned before every performance. And certainly some of my farm clients will have me come on a seasonal basis year-round and just adapt the qualities of atmosphere field by field to whatever the season's crop is.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey, Mary.
Oh, geez. I wonder what happened with the first one.
Lost connection there somehow. I don't know how.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'll be able to put the two together. That's Lisa.
Lisa will.
Yeah, Lisa will be able to figure that one out for me. Okay. So, yeah, I'm trying to remember. Okay. So, you were talking, like, I can't remember if you're... I'll cut you off whenever, whatever sentence you're at, but maybe I'll just start with... right now I'm just going to start again with in the same thought line that you were just speaking about.
Sure.
Okay. And so here it's... Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm not sure if it's still recording, but... Oh, yeah, it is. Wait, let me just make sure of that.